Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Flinders Uni, if you've got a couple of jabs, you'll get a couple of extra days off. Professor Colin Stirling, VC of Flinders Uni, good morning to you.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
So what's the deal?
The deal is a little bit of fun, but also a bit of a reward. I mean, this is a reward for staff who've got themselves double vaxxed. They're going to get 2 extra days off over Christmas. They need to take a little bit of extra time off as well. We want to try and make sure that folks take a bit of holiday. It's interesting, through this whole COVID period, you know, staff have taken very few holidays over the last 2 years. People have had nowhere to go. So a little bit of health and well-being as well, making sure that folks take a decent break and they're ready for the next year.
So they've got a heap of accumulated leave and you're giving them a couple more days.
A couple more days to take three weeks off. So look, people will get a great break over Christmas. They'll come back extra refreshed, ready for hopefully 2022, and hopefully beginning to see the back of this global pandemic.
If getting vaccinated is the smart thing to do, and we would expect that smart people end up working at universities, why do they need an incentive?
I would view it less as an incentive, more as a reward. I'm not sure if you want to, if we need to have a fight over whether they're different. But I think that, you know, for me, this is us saying that thank you to staff. Thank you for protecting yourselves. Thank you for protecting your families and your communities. Thank you for doing the right thing for South Australia. Thank you for making the right decisions through the pandemic. We know a lot of people are making some, well, a number of people are being convinced to make poor decisions at this moment in time. I don't think I'll have very many of them at Flinders because, as you say, we've got a very intelligent, very highly educated, very aware and community-minded group of staff. But I think there's a lot of folks out there who are being seduced by some of the negative stories on social media. And I think it's important that we just emphasize that this is the right thing to do.